Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for listening to us however you listen to us, on Stitcher, on iTunes, on Google Play, straight off the website, telekinesis, whatever suits your fancy. Thanks for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast. Got some good stuff for you this week. I've been really excited about this one, actually, because this is an update of a podcast we did last year, which is a rundown of the history of the Google algorithm changes, the Google algorithm history, and how it impacts your business. It is important to have at least a cursory understanding of just how we've gotten to where we are. And the one we did last year was right before Mobilegeddon. So there have been a few things that have happened, few important things that have happened. So I thought it was worth revisiting it. So we're going to start the same way we did last year by debunking the whole popular myth of PageRank. And this is one of those little details that I always throw out there because it amazes me how many SEOs don't know this little simple fact. So this is always one of those details you can use to find out if the SEO you're working with knows what they're doing, or if they're soliciting your business, if they know what they're doing. Popular belief is that PageRank is the rank of your page. That in and of itself, ambiguous, but most people just kind of take it at face value and they don't think any further. And they don't think further about what really goes into getting their page ranked to begin with. It's, you know, because it's anything but simple. It's a moot point, though, because PageRank is an algorithm named after one of Google's founders, Larry Page. PageRank is determined by the number and quality of links coming into your website. Google officially killed it toward the end of last year or early this year. It escapes me exactly when it happened. They had been doing minor updates here and there, but it veritably doesn't even exist anymore. So anyway, if that term is thrown around, then whoever that SEO is just really not quite with it. Now, to start off with the Google algorithm history, we have to go back to December of 2000 when Google launched their Google Toolbar, and it had PageRank in it, and that's what got people, you know, to really become engaged at the outset. Now, the first actual named update was 3 years later. In February of 2003, it was called Google Boston. It was supposed to be a combination of major index refreshes and algorithm changes on a monthly basis, but they became much more frequent than monthly. It was kind of the beginning of Google realizing that there was a lot of funny business going on, and they had their work cut out for them. So, in April and May of 2003, we had two more updates. And you never hear about these. You always hear about Penguin and Panda and, you know, all these different animals. But we had some kinder, gentler updates back in the day. We had Cassandra and Dominic, respectively, in April and May of 2003. Cassandra was the beginning of Google's ongoing war with link spammers. And this was the beginning of rooting out link quality issues, you know, like massive linking from co-owned domains, link wheels, you know, if you will, hidden links, hidden text, you know, the hidden text, the original keyword spam, where the black text keyword spam would be hidden in black areas on your website, and you couldn't see it unless you highlighted it. They would do that with white and gray, you know, full array of colors. Now, Dominic, on the other hand, was an update of how Google reported backlinks. Basically, Google had caught on to spammers and how they were blatantly gaming the search algorithm, and Cassandra and Dominic were the genesis of that. So in July of 2003, Google ended the idea of monthly updates with the Fritz updates. See, we've got another nice gentleman coming in here. This was basically the beginning of Google doing incremental updates instead of trying to keep up with it on a monthly basis. And when you think about it, and you've heard me talk about the machine learning program, RankBrain, which we will get to in this history here, be thinking about machine learning and ongoing updates, because here was Fritz, which was the beginning of the incremental updates Google was doing because they couldn't keep up with it back in 2003 on a monthly basis. Now, the importance of this is they discovered that their task was going to be more daunting than they expected, and they had to do something about it. So they started doing incremental updates. Now, everything really changed in November of 2003 with the Google Florida update. This is where Google basically said, all right, kids, enough is enough. And it is arguably the update that put the SEO industry and even the updates themselves on the map. It was the true beginning of the end of websites benefiting from spammy tactics like keyword stuffing. And it was the first update that really got business owners angry because a lot of websites lost ranking and therefore revenue. So it was the first update that businesses that were doing shady things started to feel it. Now, a couple months later, in January of 2004, there was an update called Austin. And it basically came in and took care of what Florida missed. Mostly, you know, on-page deception like the invisible text that I referenced earlier and meta tag stuffing. So, you know, again, this was January of 2004. If you're still using meta tag keywords, now your meta description and meta title are fine, but if you're still using meta tag keywords, you do see here that you're over a decade outdated. Just keep that in mind. Stop it. It's completely a waste of your time. February of 2004, there was Brandy, the Google Brandy update. Google Brandy paid more attention to the relevance of anchor text in linking and introduced what was called latent semantic indexing, LSI. LSI marked the first major jump in Google's ability to understand synonyms and was the beginning of search algorithms, you know, trying to become more intuitive. And, you know, that, of course, made keyword analysis a whole lot more interesting. Now, 2005, big year, because that was when Google introduced nofollow links, which basically protects you from any bad juju from a site that you're linking to. Basically, if a website you're linking to seems to be good, but you can't totally vouch for it, use a nofollow link. Now, this was also the year that Google targeted duplicate content with an update called Bourbon. I guess Brandy just wasn't strong enough at this point. And it allowed XML sitemaps, which then gave SEOs more direct but minor influence over indexing. Sitemaps are still very, very important. 2005 was the year that Google Maps emerged, or Google Maps merged with Google Local. And that began the evolution of what is today known as Google My Business. And you know, finally, 2005 was also the year of the Google Jagger update, September through November, which targeted paid links, link farms, and low-quality links in general. So the link war is full on by the end of 2005. Now, I want to emphasize the focus here is on the updates that most affected SEO and the evolution of SEO. So we're now moving on from 2005. We finished 2005. We're moving to 2009, which saw the Google Vince update and a preview of what was called the Google Caffeine update. Google Vince was a bit controversial because it seemed to favor big brands, and many businesses felt Google was being unfair with this. What happened, though, was that Google was factoring trust into the search algorithm, and big brands were benefiting basically because they had online presence for a longer period of time because, you know, once again, it's just simple fact. In the early days of websites, the big brands were just about the only ones who could afford a web presence. Now, you did have some independent businesses that had enough money to where they could do it too. But those were fewer and much fewer and much further between back then than now. Google Caffeine, meanwhile, was exactly what you'd expect. It was all about speed. Faster crawling of an expanded index, bigger, better, faster, more. Search results became even more instantaneous. And, I mean, compared to now, this was nothing. But 2009 ended with the introduction of real-time search. So now some of the SERPs included Google News, Twitter feeds, and other newly indexed content on a real-time feed. This then evolved into including other social media, like what we see today, really. Now, also in 2010, Google Places was introduced, which continued the evolution that was begun in 2005 with the merging of Google Maps and Google Local Listings. What was called the May Day update happened in late April and early May of 2010 and was really the precursor to what we now know as the Google Panda update, because May Day targeted the misuse or overuse of long-tail keywords and sites with large-scale thin content. You know, like those sites set up obviously just for pay-per-click traffic. You could read four paragraphs that say absolutely nothing. Google Instant was also introduced in 2010. That was September. And that's what caused the search results to appear as you're typing in a query. That was when that factor was added in. And 2010 ended with both Google and Bing confirming that they were already using social signals in their ranking factors. So this is 2016. If you still are not on board with social media, this was 2010 when Google and Bing confirmed that they were already using social signals in their ranking factor, in their ranking factors. You know, Twitter and Facebook were the two major confirmed social platforms at that point, and they carried enough clout that you know, Google and Bing finally did incorporate those into their ranking factors. Now, on to 2011. 2011 was interesting. Started out with Overstock.com and JCPenney being hit by Google penalty for shady SEO practices. That was in January and February. Now, this was a definite lead-in to the first Google Panda update that subsequently happened in late February. 2011 was basically the year of Panda. Because after the first update, there were Panda updates in April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and sometimes Y. These updates further refined that Panda algorithm and got more specific with what thin content is and how it determines thin content. Panda has been updated periodically, you know, until RankBrain took over, which we will get to here shortly. But it's been updated periodically since 2011. Now, 2011 was a big year in that Google introduced the plus one button to compete with other social media buttons like the Facebook like button, and 4 months later, you know, introduced Google Plus. Now, rounding out the evolutionary events of 2011, this was also the year Google officially embraced schema.org data and started rewarding websites for fresh content. This is why you always hear me yapping about being consistent, doing your blog posts. Freshness counts. Freshness absolutely counts. Googlebot wants to read fresh, just like, you know, you allegedly eat fresh at Subway. And you know, hopefully by now you are incorporating schema data into your whole website, because Google's looking for it. 2012 was the year we were all supposed to disappear, but obviously that didn't happen, or, you know, we wouldn't be here 4 years later on this podcast, spending time with each other. What did happen was that a lot of online business revenue did disappear, thanks to the Google Penguin update in 2012. In reality, it affected only 3 to 5% of search queries. Now, the problem is those that were affected were hit really hard. And many of those businesses never did recover. The ones that are lucky enough to be around are few and far between. The ones that got hit by that update, a lot of businesses went belly up simply because they hired SEOs that were taking part in link wheels and other linking schemes like buying links, which is a no-no. Now, in 2012, Google introduced the knowledge graph, which is what you see in the SERPs. Say when you Google, I don't know, Dillinger Escape Plan. They have a new album coming out. That's why they're on the top of my mind. Now, on the right side of the search results, you see the picture and the links. I mean, most of you know what the knowledge graph is by now. It's been around, and it looks great. So that was 2012. Was the big introduction of the knowledge graph. Now, moving into 2013 saw further refinement of both Panda and Penguin. Google was trying to keep everybody on their toes. The first big update of 2013 was known as the Payday Loan Update. It basically targeted search query niches that are notoriously spammy. In this case, payday loans and porn were specifically mentioned. Imagine if we could get rid of all those aggravating used car commercials on TV, or car commercials in general. That was kind of the idea of that payday loan update. Now, 2013 was also when the Hummingbird update happened, which was in actuality a really big update. You just didn't hear much about it because it didn't target any specific group. It didn't target spammers. It was, I think it was Danny Sullivan on Search Engine Land who described it as dropping a new engine in an old car whose body was still in good shape. There were outdated aspects of the old algorithm and it needed overhauling. That was pretty much the gist of it. 2013 also ended with the first indication of Google authorship changing when it disappeared altogether from 15% of queries for about a month. Now, in June of 2014, we're moving ahead a few months into 2014, the authorship change happened full force with authorship photos being removed altogether from the SERPs. Now, it's important to note that author rank was and still is viable in linking your online content to your Google Plus profile. Now, 2014 saw the introduction of an update that SEOs named Pigeon, and it basically had to do with your local results, including modifying how they interpret your business's physical location. Because you notice that the local three-pack has gotten more hyper local. Google local listings in general have gotten much more hyper local. 2014 was the year that site security became even more important with the HTTPS SSL update. This came as no surprise. Google formally announced they would be giving preference to secure sites. That's pretty much the gist of it. Panda and Penguin both were updated in 2014 with the Penguin Everflux update that moved Penguin to a continuous update rather than periodic major updates. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff that today I don't understand why in the search forums they're still asking about, you know, when the next Penguin update is. Because there have been indications all along that Penguin is already a continuous update. So anyway, moving into 2015, the big deal in 2015 was the mobile update, Mobilegeddon, as they called it. Google never pre-announces an algorithm update, but hey, never say never, right? Google did indeed give advance notice, way advance on this one, about the mobile update, that it would give a boost to mobile-friendly sites. Now, the impact overall was minimal, but those who felt it did feel it. Now, May 2015, after the usual flow of more reports of algorithm changes, Google made a core algorithm change called simply the quality update. Wasn't worthy of an animal name, I guess. And this algorithm change impacted site quality signals. Now, the specific signals involved are still unknown on this one. These updates have gotten more and more sketchy as we get, you know, closer to the present. You'll be hearing me say vague and unknown a lot here, I'll tell you, as we move towards wrapping this up, because we are getting close here, and I hope this is a lot to sink in. You may want to listen through to this again, but there's a clear evolution that's happened here with the Google updates. Now, 2 months later in July, Panda 4.2 was announced by Google as more like a Panda data refresh. And they said that it could take months to fully roll out. There were no clear signs of a major algorithm update and no noticeable immediate impact, which, when you think about it, shouldn't be surprising given that what was most likely happening, and you learned this last year if you were listening to the podcast, is that RankBrain was being tested. Because lo and behold, fast forward 3 months, October 26th of last year, Google revealed the existence of RankBrain, a machine learning program that Google said had been a part of their search engine algorithm for months. Panda. Keep in mind that Google made the announcement in October. While most experts, including Moz, believe that the actual launch of RankBrain was more like the spring of 2015. Quite frankly, if you connect the dots, it's hard to argue against the idea that RankBrain was launched well before the announcement of it, and that it's very probable, not just possible, but probable, what I was saying earlier about the Panda 4.2, that was part of RankBrain doing real-time indexing there. So then finally, coming forward to this year, January and February of 2016, there was a confirmed core algorithm update and some major changes to Google AdWords. That, of course, on the pay-per-click side. On the organic side, Google stated that the core algorithm update, here again, this is vague, it was not a Penguin update, but again, there are no details. Kind of like when the team owner gives the head coach the old vote of confidence. And the most recent updates are from May of this year. There was an apparent unnamed major update that, if I were a gambling man, I would wager was the result of RankBrain as well. Google will neither confirm nor deny. Of course, this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. And finally, also in May, was the Mobile Friendly 2 update. It was an update to the original Mobilegeddon from 2015 and was another ranking boost signal that benefits mobile-friendly sites on mobile search. So you'll notice most of the updates here recently involve RankBrain, the testing of RankBrain, and the improvement of mobile search. And you can expect more of that. It's going to be RankBrain and mobile search. And who knows what's going to happen after that. But look forward to a lot more RankBrain and mobile search for the remainder of this year and into 2017. And there you have it. Your updated algorithm history for 2016. Constant algorithm updates, more now than ever. And in real time. But it's like I've said for years. What does this have to do with your business? It's important for you to know the history. It's important for you to know the why behind the how. The how is a lot to take in, but it's important to know the why. It's important to understand the big picture when it comes to the Google algorithm updates, because at the end of the day, Google's trying to deliver the best search results that it can so that it can maintain its market share in the search engine market. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what it is about. And, you know, if just don't game the search engines, have purity of purpose in what you do. And yes, respond to those negative reviews. Take the high road. Google's watching you. Exercise best practices. You know, you do those things and you'll weather the storms that all the others have to worry about. But it's a big step to take, because what's being said to you by a lot of people is exactly what you want to hear, but it's not what you need to hear. Thank you so much for tuning in this week to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by Mind Development and Design. Please take this information to heart. Listen to it again if you need to. We want you to understand. We want you to find this information on the podcast helpful, empowering, so you can ask better questions and get more out of your SEO. Thank you again for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.